You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are Todd Grebe and Angela Odine. Many of our listeners will know who you are or will have heard of Cold Country, but would you please both introduce yourselves?
Sure. Yeah. Hi, everybody. This is Todd Grebe.
Hey, it's Angela Odine. Good to be with you guys today.
I'm so excited to talk to you. We're going to be talking a little bit about your live concert as part of our 46th annual virtual Alaska Folk Festival. But before we get into that, why don't you guys tell us what you've been up to in this past year?
Kind of like everybody else, treading water, going through the paces. We have two small children, so we've been spending a lot of time trying to, make sure they don't drive us crazy and keeping them productive. A lot of that and a lot of home life.
What would you add to that, Angela?
Also, I've been, I teach private lessons, so I've kind of transitioned into doing all those private lessons online, which has been pretty cool. So teaching people, and one good thing is I've got some new students that are not even in town here with us in Anchorage. Got some couple students from Cordova and one in Seldovia, some different places, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, there have definitely been some advantages to these online platforms. Has the pandemic affected either of your ability to create, perform music? Have you explored online options for performing concerts?
Obviously, all of our in-person dates were canceled like everybody else. We haven't really been doing that. And then we have done I think this will be our third online performance. We haven't been like real motivated, I guess, to get after that. I don't know, for probably a bunch of different reasons, but when an opportunity comes along like this one, we're happy to do it. And those have been fun, really. But it's definitely different than playing in front of a crowd.
Yeah. Have you guys been recording or writing any new music?
No, to be totally honest, we have not been doing we haven't done any recording, and we play a little bit around the house, but in the summer we were playing outside and that was fun, kind of around the campfire and stuff like that. I don't know, for whatever reason I haven't been, I do most of the songwriting, and I just haven't been writing very much, I guess. And I don't really have an explanation for that, but it just is what it is.
How about you, Angela? Has the pandemic opened up any new options for you, any new areas of creativity, or has it been the opposite? Because I've talked to a lot of artists this year, and I hear all kinds of answers.
Yeah, I got into, this is a little silly, but just like recording some of my stuff on YouTube for my students. So that was kind of fun. Now I have like a whole YouTube channel of little like practice materials for my students. So that's new. And then actually at one point I did, what was that that thing called that Beth Christman was doing?
I don't know.
It was like Queens of Country Music, I think. Yeah, it was Queens of Country Music. This show that she was doing, and I did that a couple times. Basically, what she was doing was picking one of the queens of country music. One was like Loretta Lynn, and Emmylou Harris, and et cetera, and having a bunch of different friends and people that she knew go on and sing covers of their song. So I think she was doing that for a while, and I did a couple of those, and that was pretty awesome to hear all the different like women, and it was all, Texas, Alaska, different places around the U.S., a bunch of different women participating in that. So it was pretty cool.
Well, it sounds like fun and right up your alley. I was wondering if we could talk a little bit about Cold Country. How would you describe the type of music that you guys make and play?
We started, both of us started out in bluegrass. So, There's always an element, like a pretty big element of that in our music. Even though really in the last 5 years we've transitioned to primarily playing as an electric band, I think even with drums and electric guitar, we still kind of have a bluegrass feel that we just can't really shake, even though we've tried to, I think, to some extent. And, you know, it's just kind of, it's just part of our DNA, I think, at this point. But beyond that, you know, I, as a songwriter, I just try to, whatever I can use to incorporate to make the song interesting, I'll grab. So, you know, the easy way to describe it is just kind of Americana, which is a catch-all term that doesn't necessarily mean that much, but whatever we can use to facilitate the music, we will, you know. And so with elements of Western swing or folk music or country, bluegrass, old time, if it makes the song work, then we'll try to use it, or at least our interpretation of it.
Angela, what do you think about that? Would you add anything to it?
Yeah, I think he pretty much nailed it. But that was pretty funny, that the bluegrass comment, because that's definitely true. We all kind of came up in initially studying bluegrass music, and so there's always sort of that vibe, a little bit of an undertone going on. But we all love kind of classic country stuff too. So a lot of kind of old country vibe too, you know, in there. And we've been having fun plugging in though, and me, you know, on fiddle trying to keep up with the electric guitar. It's pretty fun.
Well, I really look forward to hearing what you have in store for us this week. You're going to be part of our live concert series for the Virtual Folk Fest. What's your connection to the Alaska Folk Festival?
Well, yeah, I mean, I've been going there since I was a teenager. You know, almost everybody that we know loves to go down there every year, and it's just a really amazing gathering of friends and musicians from not only Alaska and all over Alaska, but a lot of people who have ties with Alaska coming in from out of state and even out of country at times. And it's just great. It's a very positive vibe and just a great place to let your hair down and pick some tunes, you know, for up to a week, you know.
Absolutely. The live concert with you guys is this Friday. It's from 6 to 7 p.m. It will be online, and it will also be broadcast on KRNN 102.7. That's our other station here at KTOO. Would you guys tell us a little bit about what we can expect to see and hear when we tune in?
Oh, geez. You know, I'm such a procrastinator. I've had all these, I mean, at the very minimum, you'll see Angela and I, you know, playing tunes off the top of our head. I've been entertaining, maybe trying to bring a couple other people in for it. And I guess we'll just kind of see how that goes. I mean, it's, your guess is as good as mine.
I don't have any guesses.
Well, I mean, sometimes I'll write a set list and sometimes I won't. I really haven't made a decision. I've been working on building this, doing this flooring project for the last couple weeks, and I've been preoccupied with that. And I'm just now starting to think, okay, I should figure out what we're going to do for this set. But it could be anything from all originals to a bluegrass jam to I don't know. We might be a little bit of both, I suppose. We'll try to mix it up and just have some fun. I was just thinking it would be cool to kind of to let it unfold, to keep it a little spontaneous in the spirit of Folk Fest, like when you're hanging out and just jamming and all the informal parts of the festival that I really enjoy. So I think maybe I'll try to go that route a little bit.
How about you, Angela? What are you looking forward to playing on Friday?
Oh, you know, she just had to run off and play goalie with our 3-year-old before she came in here and interrupted the interview, so she's maintaining that situation right now.
Got it. Well, you know, it's always fun to have to hear from the little helpers that are part of these interviews as well. let's see. So, yeah, well, I guess one other question I wanted to ask you is what's important to you about participating in the Folk Fest this year, even though it's not, you know, happening here in Juneau in person?
Well, you know, it's just, it's, well, let's see, Miguel called me and he's a board member. I can't recall or probably even properly pronounce his last name.
Miguel Rohrbacher, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, I was just happy to get the call and to be invited to do it. And we go to Folk Fest, you know, as much as we can. It's harder these days with the kids. But like the first time I went when I was probably 21, I swore I would never miss one. I did pretty good for about, I don't know, 10 or 12 years, but so it's just, it's good to be involved in it. And we're just hoping for things to get back to normal so we can get back down and do the real thing soon.
I've got your album Citizen queued up here. And I was wondering if, you know, you have any like fan favorites that you think you'll probably most likely include in your set, or if nothing else, something I can play for our audience right now that you could talk a little bit about.
Yeah, sure. There's a, you know, what I like about that album is that there's kind of representative of what I was saying is that there's kind of a little bit of everything in there. But like, there's a not kind of a novelty song in there I wrote for Angela called Box of Wine that, people seem to really like. And it's just kind of a fun little song. And we still play it quite a bit. So, that might be a good one.
Well, Todd Grebe and Angela O'Dean of Cold Country, thanks so much for speaking with us today. We'll play Box of Wine as we're closing out here and give people a little bit of a preview of what they can look forward to on Friday. Again, there'll be a live concert online. You can go to the AK Folk Festival website, akfolkfest.org, and find out how to watch, or you can listen on 102.7 FM or online at krnn.org. Todd and Angela, thank you both so much for this great conversation today. It was lovely to talk to you both, and I'm really looking forward to watching the show on Friday.
Thank you.
Yeah, likewise. Thank you so much. Hopefully we'll see you down there in person next year.
I hope so, too. Thanks again.
Okay. Bye.